New data shows Britain has seen a record spike in the number of religious and racial hate crimes since last year's Brexit vote. Police figures obtained through the Freedom of Information request show race and faith-based hate crimes soared at an unprecedented rate in the months following the referendum. The incidents surged by 23% compared with the same period before the vote. 32 police forces in England and Wales responded to the FOI requests. 11 of the respondents said that the report of race and faith-based hate crimes increased by more than 40%, with several regions including Gwent, Nottinghamshire and Kent climbing by more than half in a year. Faith groups and organizations representing four nationalities have called on the government to take urgent action to review its response to such reports. Let's speak to Masud Shahjadeh. He's a political commentator and he joins us via Skype from Madrid. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shahjadeh. Now, these numbers are staggering. However, we have been witnessing and reporting on these hate-based crimes over the past year. What's your assessment so far?
Well, first of all, I have to say that, you know, the figures that are reported to the police are not really reflecting the extent of the problem, because everyone agrees, including the police, that reporting is underplayed and, you know, there is under-reporting. And many people who face this sort of attack are not reporting it to the police. So I have to say that the problem is much bigger than what is being represented now. Our own report shows that, you know, if we take it into account, we are talking in Britain something like 500,000 have been victims of hate crime, 500,000 Muslims. And this is a staggering number. And it's increasing on a daily basis and monthly basis. We are arguing that we are now living in Britain and indeed in Europe in the environment of hate, which is being promoted by media, by politicians, and by the legislations. The government needs to do something about it, but what they need to do first is to stop preaching hate, stop associating acts of violence by the takfiris like Daesh to the mainstream Muslim community, and trying to find solution by social engineering Islam in Britain. And indeed, there are hate preachers on mainstream channels in Britain 24 hours every day, you know, 7 days a week, are actually promoting hatred, associating acts of Daesh and ISIS in Britain and elsewhere with the mainstream Muslim and Muslim organization. And therefore, it's actually encouraging people to attack those who perceive to be Muslim in the streets on a daily basis. And unfortunately, there is no right of response from the Muslim community. And these preachers are actually seem to be given the sort of ability and indeed bill of clean health to continue these spread of this hatred. And something needs to be done on those bases. Without action on these areas, this is going to continue.
Right, so Mr. Shahjadeh, if, as you're saying, that the government itself is responsible in manufacturing and promoting the kind of hate that immigrants and Muslims are facing in the UK today, then looking towards the government for a solution might be basically futile. What needs to be done then?
Well, absolutely. I think there. You know, this is why Islamic Human Rights Commission, where I represent, we've gone beyond Britain, we've gone to Europe, we've gone to United Nations to highlight this. And indeed, United Nations has actually highlighted some of the policies that are being carried out in Britain, including PREVENT, is targeting Muslim community rather than targeting acts of criminality and sort of terrorism. And indeed, I think what we need to do is to also convince our fellow countrymen in Britain that this sort of hatred, when it goes to the level that it has gone now in Britain and elsewhere in Europe, is unprecedented. And it reminds us what happened in Nazi Germany. It reminds us what happened in former Yugoslavia in the Shoah of Bosnia. And that sort of conflict, once it's unleashed, when neighbor starts killing neighbor and so forth and so on, then it's going to affect the whole society. And we as a society, Muslims and people of other faith and non-faith, need to come together to actually harmonize our society instead of scapegoating the ordinary, innocent, law-abiding Muslims and associating with these atrocities like Daesh and so forth.
Okay, that's Masoud Shajadeh, political commentator and also with the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us via Skype from Madrid. Mr. Shajadeh, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.